Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shelby Friedman, and today we will be studying Sefer Yeshayahu Perek Lamed, the 30th Perek. This Perek deals with the time where the people of Am Yisrael go out to Mitzrayim to seek help or assistance against an enemy. It's unclear who the enemy is, and it's unclear exactly what time frame we're talking about. Rashi suggests that this takes place during the time of the king of Ahaz, who was the king of Yehuda, when Hoshea ben Elah was the king of the 10 tribes. And during that time, we're told in Malachim Beis, Hoshea sends messengers down to Mitzrayim to help him against the Assyrian army. And maybe that's the time it's talking about. However, we know that Sefer Yeshayahu is talking to the people of Yehuda, not to the people of the 10 tribes. And therefore, the Radak suggests that there was a time, even though it's not explicitly spoken about in any of the texts, where Malchus Yehuda also sends messages to Mitzrayim for help. We know that much later on, during the time of Tzidkiyahu, the people of Yehuda sent for help, but we're definitely not talking about that time because Yeshayahu prophesizes during those four kings, Uzziyahu, Yatom, Ahaz, and Chizkiyahu, and Tzidkiyahu came much later. So once again, perhaps we're going to be talking here about a time that the people of Yehuda send messengers to Mitzrayim, asking, pleading them to help them fight against the Assyrians. And this story, even though it's not explicitly spoken about elsewhere, is going to be the topic of our poetic language over here in Yeshayahu. The Perek opens up with the word hoy once again. Oh, woe, hoy banim sorerim. Woe, oh, you rebellious sons, Na'um Hashem, la'asot ha'etza lo mini. You went and you seeked counsel, but not from me. Velinsoch masecha velo ruchi. And you looked for somebody to rule over you or to cover you, protect you, but it wasn't me you were looking for protection from. Lama'an safot chatat al chatat, which added sin upon sin. This is a really relevant perek, because it's not just in biblical times that the people of Yeshayahu went to another nation to ask them to fight against their enemies, but it happens even today that Am Yisrael forgets that the person or the being that we should be turning to primarily for our resources of help and strength should not be other nations, it should be HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Pasuk Beis tells us, Hahochim laredes Mitzrayim. They went down to Egypt. Upi lo sha'alu, but they didn't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. La'oz b'ma'oz paro, v'lachasot b'tzel Mitzrayim. They asked to be protected from paro and from by Mitzrayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises, if that's how you behave, if you turn to paro for security, then Pasuk Gimel, v'haya lachem ma'oz paro leboshet. Then the might of paro will actually become a source of shame for you. V'achazut b'tzel Mitzrayim lechlima. And the fact that you go and try get protection from Mitzrayim will be an embarrassment. What is that source of shame? According to the Abarbanel, the whole world is mortified as it watches Am Yisrael go tail between their legs to seek help from another nation. And again, this sounds so timely. The Malbim says the shame is not just the fact that they're going for help, but they go and beg for help and the officers of Mitzrayim refuse to come up. And as they're pleading and begging for help, they're getting no response. And that in itself is something which is deeply embarrassing. And that's really what Pasuk Hay says. Kol hovish al am lo yo'ilu lamo. They are shamed by this nation that doesn't come help them. Velo le'ezer, velo le'ho'il, ki le'boshet v'gam le'cherpa. There is no assistance and there is only no help. It's only just shame and embarrassment. So let's talk about this nation we seek help from. And here it's Mitzrayim, but as we said, we can plug in any nation from any time. It tells us, Pasuk Zayin, Mitzrayim hevel v'rik yozru. Egypt is nothing. There is nothingness and their help is just vanity. Lachain, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Karati lazot, therefore I have called them Rahavhem Shavet. They're arrogant, they're Rahav, they're haughty, and they're sitting around idly doing nothing. However, there is another way of reading this pasuk, the way that Ibn Ezra reads it, is that lazot is not a reference to the nation of Mitzrayim, lazot is a reference to Am Yisrael. Hashem says, Mitzrayim is nothing. Mitzrayim can't help you. But, lachen karati lazot, but you, Am Yisrael, are Rahav. You are a nation of might, of strength. All you need to do is shavet. You need to stay put. Stop running away to all the other nations to get strength, to get might, to get support. Shavet. Stay in Eretz Yisrael. Stay in Yerushalayim, and you will find you're much stronger than you think that you are. But Am Yisrael, you don't do that. You don't choose to go the path in which you have the humility to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore you're going to be punished. Let's see what it describes the people as. It says, Hem am meri pasuk tes. They are a nation of rebels. Banim kashdim. They are dishonest children. Banim lo avu shomer Torah Hashem. They're people who don't want to listen to Hashem's Torah. Asher amru leroim. They turn to the Nevi'im and they say, Lo tiru, don't show us. I don't want to see God's prophecies. Lachozim lo techezulan. When the visionaries, they say, don't show us Hashem's vision. Dibru lanu chalkot chazu mahatalot. Tell us nice things. Show us good things. We don't want to see the promises of punishment because of sin. Tell us that Hashem's going to take care of us. Tell us everything is going to be soft and fuzzy. Suru mini derech hatu mini orach. Go away, prophets who are going to tell us we're going to get punished. Hashbitu mi panenu. Go away from us et kadosh Yisrael and remove from us kadosh Yisrael. And kadosh Yisrael is a reference to our kadosh baruch hu, but maybe hidden in that is really the thing that Am Yisrael is running away from, which is kedusha. We don't want to be sanctified to Hashem. We don't want to have a mission with a capital M. We don't want to be representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to be left alone. We'd rather go down to Mitzrayim and make a pact with Basar Vadam, with flesh, than turn to Hashem and rely on Him. So Hashem says, if that's the case, Pasuk Yud Beis, Lachen Ko'omar Kadosh Yisrael, thus says Hashem, Ya'an Ma'aschem Bidvar Hazeh, since you have despised Hashem's words, U'bitchu Bo'oshek V'naloz Tish'anu Alav. And you've trusted in robbery, you've trusted in rebellion, and in leaving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not interested in Dvar Hashem, in the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not interested in Kadosh Yisrael and Kedusha. Lachen yeh lachem havon hazeh. Therefore, this sin which seems to be so simple. It's such a small thing that we go and ask Egypt for help. But says Hashem, no, it's not a small thing. It's a massive thing because you're undermining the very foundations of what you and I have. Me, Hashem, and you, Am Yisrael, have a relationship, have a dependency. The main thing that I want from you, Am Yisrael, is for you to turn to me. And therefore, in your turning to Mitzrayim, it's the ultimate betrayal of our Kadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, the sin will be Kaperetz Nofel Niv'a B'choma Niskava. It says, if something burst through and breached a big, lofty wall, it undermines the foundations, the structure of what the relationship is. Asher Pit'om Lafeta Yavo Shivra. And suddenly the entire wall is going to come crashing down. When you break your trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you turn to material solutions as opposed to Hashem as the spiritual solution, then you break down the entire foundation of what it is to have a relationship with Hashem. And therefore, Pasuk Tesvav, Ki ko omar Hashem Elokim, thus says Hashem, Kadosh Yisrael, and He is the Kadosh Yisrael. That's what we're going for. Kadosh is really the goal. B'shuva v'nachat tivasheun. Bahashket uviftachatiye gvuratchem, velo avitem. Such a beautiful, beautiful pasuk. It says, with stillness and with silence will you be triumphant. With silence and with confidence. That's going to be your might. And yet you refused to do that. And once again, the Ibn Ezra says, b'shuva. Doesn't mean with teshuva, it means staying home. When you stay home silently and confidently, relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, staying in the walls of Yerushalayim, staying in Eretz Yisrael, that's when you will have salvation. But if you refuse to do that, v'tomru, and you say, ki lo ki al sus nanus. No, we're going to run away on horse. Then Hashem says, okay, al ken tanusun. If that is your plan, if your plan is to flee to Mitzrayim to look for help, then the ultimate punishment, you're going to have to land up fleeing, and fleeing in the multitudes as you run away from Ashur, as you run away from the Romans, as you run away from enemy after enemy that tries to pursue you. Kal nirkav, al kain yekalu rodfechem. We're going to rise upon swift horses. So Hashem says, if that's what you want to do, then your pursuers will be swifter than you. You'll be chased down, you'll be destroyed. And Pasuk Yod Zayin tells us, ad im notartem kotoren al rosh hahar. You will be remaining like a mast at the top of a hilltop. V'chanes al giva, or a pole on a hill. You're going to be alone. Don't think you can partner with the other nations. You can't. Right? We have this image of this pasuk that comes to my mind is Masada, alone up on a hilltop. If you don't understand the message of Hein Am Levadod Yishkan, a nation that dwells alone, then through seeking help from others, you will want again and again and again throughout your history learn this lesson. You will learn this lesson, then you'll have to flee to high places and remain entirely Levadod, alone. But as we keep saying, Sefer Yeshayahu is kulo nechimta. The entire Sefer is nechama, is comfort. And so Hashem says, but don't worry. If you choose not to go seek out Mitzrayim, if you choose not to go seek out help from the kings around you and the powerful armies around you, then you will get reward. Ashrei kol chochelo. Praiseworthy are all those who wait for Hashem, who have the patience to say, I don't see Yeshua right now, but I know that my place is here, my emunah is here, and I'm not going anywhere. If you choose to do that, then pasuk yotes, ki im betzion yeshev b'Yerushalayim, if you sit still and wait it out in Yerushalayim, b'chol lo tivkeh, you will not cry, chanon yechanecha lekol za'akecha, kishamo anak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will allow you to not cry, he will have mercy on you, and he will hear you. And the word anach means to answer, but its conjugation is very strange, and from here the Malbim learns out that your answer will come almost immediately as you cry. It will be an instantaneous answer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be there for you if you choose to truly, truly cry out and lean on him. And this seemingly talking about the time of Chizkiyahu, the people who don't go down to Mitzrayim, Voznecha tishma'ena devar ma'acharecha lemor, and you listen to the words of the prophet from behind you, who tell you, Zeh haderech lechuba, go this way, ki ma'amin ta'aminu, whether they tell you to go right or left. If you choose to listen to the Nevi'im and you remove, Pasuk HaBeis talks about the destruction of idol worship, and you tell the idols, set tomorrow, leave. And instead of you running away to find alternative solutions, you send away all the alternative solutions, and you hone inwards and upwards to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'natan matar zaracha, you will have rain, asher tizra'a la'adamah, lechem tevuat ha'adama, and you'll have bread to eat, and you will have sustenance. Pasuk Chaf Hei tells us, v'haya al kol har gavua v'al kol giv'a, on every single mountaintop, and on every hill, nis'a plagim yivle mayim, there'll be brooks, there'll be water, b'yom hereg rav bin pol migdalim, on a day in which many are killed, in which towers come down. The day many are killed is the day that Asher falls. That'll be a day in which there's bracha, there'll be rushing water. Ibn Ezra points out that that rushing of water, which for us is survival, is the very thing which is going to bring about the crumbling of the towers of our enemies. Because in general, when bracha comes into the world, it isn't bracha for everyone. For some people, it's bracha, and for some people, it isn't. The Malbim Ha'ever says the migdal, the tower, is going to fall down because we don't need watchtowers anymore. You only need watchtowers if you have enemies. But here we will have no more enemies. Pasuk Chavav is a very famous pasuk. V'haya or halavana ko'or hachama. The sun and the moon will be of equal power. Or hachama yiyeh shivatayim ko'or shivat hayamim. And the light of the sun will be sevenfold, like the light of the 7 days. Unclear what 7 days we're talking about. B'yom chavosh Hashem et shever amo mechetz makato yirpeh. From the day that Hashem saves us from our enemies and he heals our wounds. And this pasuk is often taken to be talking about the time of Mashiach. However, it's very clear from these psukim that it's talking about the time of Chizkiyahu. And the way the Malbim reads it is as follows. He says, when it says that the sun and the moon will be of equal power, well, we know that nighttime in general is a reference to tsar, to suffering, to hesder panim, when Hashem is hidden. With the Yeshua, the salvation in the time of Asher, in the time of suffering, will be so clear and so bright that it will feel like it's daytime. In other words, it'll feel like there was no suffering at all. It will overpower the burden of the siege that will make us almost forget that there was a siege in the first place. It will feel like daytime. It'll feel like a time in which there's no suffering. And the 7 days, well, the Malbim says that the 7 days are reference to the 7 days of creation. There's going to be a hischadshus, a renewal, that will take us back to the beauty, the innocence, the hope of those 7 days of creation. Psukim Chaf Zayin and Chaf Ches tell us that the hope and salvation which comes to Am Yisrael will be brought about at the destruction of the wicked people of Asher, and they will fall. And then Pasuk Chaf Tes, if you imagine, really begins a harmony or a symphony of sounds. Hashir Yihyeh Lachem Kelel Hiskadesh Chag. The sound will come like the sound of a chag. And which chag? The chag of Pesach. Chazal tell us that the night when Asher was defeated was Lel HaSeder. And you can almost imagine the Jews sitting inside of the walled city of Yerushalayim, offering the Korban Pesach, singing Hallel to Hashem for the original salvation on that night. All the while, the Assyrians are gathering outside, preparing their armies And Pasuk Lamed tells us, "V'hishmiya Hashem es hod kolo." Hakadosh Baruch Hu will make heard His majestic voice. V'nachat zaro yireh b'za'af af. And He will lay down His hand in mighty fury and consuming fire. V'lahav esh ochela nefetz v'zerem v'even v'barad. There are all these different sounds. There's smashing and there's rainstorm and there's hail. And as I said, we're imagining the symphony that's building up. On the one hand, we have Am Yisrael singing. And then we have the sound of the army coming in. And then we have the smashing sound of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's destruction of our enemies. In fact, Chazal tell us the thing that destroyed the people of Asher was the Chayos HaKodesh, the lofty angels in Shamayim singing praise to Hashem. And when that sound became heard by the people of Asher, who were so wicked, they died from the force of hearing the Chayos HaKodesh. That's Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Ki mikol Hashem yechat Asher. The voice of Hashem, or the voice of the Malachim, is what destroyed Asher. B'shevet yakeh, and smites them down. And then in Pasuk Lamed Beis, the symphony is reaching its crescendo. As it tells you, v'haya, it will be kol ma'avar mate mosada asher yaniach Hashem alav betupim ubekanarot. It shall be that every time Hashem's staff passes by His enemies, there will be tambourines and there will be harps. Rashi describes the news, another sound coming to our symphony. The sound of news being spread from place to place, from city to city, all the places that Asher previously had destroyed are hearing the news. Asher has been defeated. Asher has been defeated. And they celebrate the news with musical instruments. They come out into the streets with their harps, with their violins, and there is music everywhere. And it adds to the original sound of Am Yisrael singing Lel HaSeder, celebrating, singing Manishtana, singing Hallel. And the noise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's salvation gets added to that. And ultimately, the noise of the whole of planet Earth, who had originally mocked the Jewish people for reaching out to Mitzrayim, here when they see those who are faithful to Hashem have Yeshua's, have salvation, they praise Hashem. Thank you for learning with me today. Our learning today was sponsored L'Refua Shalema L'Yonina Sima Bas Daphne Hinda Jennifer Hayakara Shelano U'Lepitzu'ei Tzahal Achenu Hayakarim B'Toch Sha'ar Chole Yisrael Nina V'Chaim Shenka.